This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here's the hard truth. In West Africa, Ebola is now an epidemic of the likes that we have not seen before. It's spiraling out of control. It is getting worse. It's spreading faster and exponentially. Today, thousands of people in West Africa are infected. That number could rapidly grow to tens of thousands. And if the outbreak is not stopped now, we could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people infected, with profound political and economic and security implications for all of us.
Does anybody really know what's being done here? Welcome to Robert Scott Bell Show, first of all. It's not the Barack Obama show. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we played the audio. He was appearing live earlier today from the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion to announce the war on Ebola. I mean, selenium and clean water and better sanitation and sewage and hygiene and nutrition. He's not declaring war on Ebola. He wants to contain it. What does that mean? Super Don, you came up with a great concept of what this meant, what this is, because, you know, the leader of the free world, as it once was called, you know, the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military, in times of war, which is perpetual, there will be those on the left who will praise Obama, probably those on the right as well, because what? It's a humanitarian mission, isn't it?
Of course. Listen, you and I were talking about it, and you were saying, well, what is he going to do? Is he going to quarantine? And I said, oh, come on. It's compassionate containment.
Yes, that's so perfect. What's happening here is, yes, as the George Bush presidency continued into the Obama years with warfare, we have the compassionate conservative, we have the compassionate containment. We're sending troops to West Africa, into Liberia. It's a national emergency or a security priority. Is it really for the American people? Is it really a national security priority? I want to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to make sense out of this, because I know that most people in the mainstream media are going to superficially fawn all over Obama saving the world with the U.S. military going into Liberia to help those with Ebola. Are they? No, this is a containment plan. But they'll claim it's something else. And I'll reveal that it's, in fact, something far different than a containment plan for Ebola. And we've got more clips of the president. In this first one, he kind of lays it out. So we got to make the case to the American people. What's going on here? I'm not asking for permission, because I'm Barack Obama. I'm the king now. I can do what I want. And I'm just going to tell you this so you sort of get behind me.
So this is an epidemic that is not just a threat to regional security. It's a potential threat to global security. If these countries break down, if their economies break down, if people panic, that has profound effects on all of us, even if we are not directly contracting the disease.
So he admits there that it's not about the disease. Because even if you're not contracting the disease, you should be worried. Why? Because it's an economic problem. There's panic, and when there's panic, there's a breakdown. But the breakdown isn't here in the United States. That's later. That's later. But right now, it's the establishment of medical martial law in Liberia. Economic breakdown. This is about economics, kids, boys and girls. This is not about compassion for the people of Africa and their suffering with Ebola. Call me cynical. Call me skeptical. No, I'm actually a conspiracy realist on this one. This is an excuse to set ground troops into West Africa, rich with certain resources that we need. And under the pretense of a disease, of a biological disaster, which is neither Democratic nor a Republican, we can now get everybody behind us and know that this is humanitarian, read, pharmaceutical. Who's going to help him? Let's give a listen.
And that's why 2 months ago, I directed my team to make this a national security priority. We're working this across our entire government, which is why today I'm joined by leaders throughout my administration, including from my national security team. And we've devoted significant resources in support of our strategy with four goals in mind.
All right, we're going to get to those four goals, but the entire government, he says. Explain that to me, because he is only in charge of the executive branch. He's not doing the legislation. He shouldn't be doing anything in the judiciary related to this. But he says significant resources are being mobilized. On whose authority? He's in charge of the executive branch. He can execute the laws. But does he get to print money now? Significant resources? You got American people that can't get medical care. Not that I'm saying medical care is the best thing ever here in America, because it's not truly a free market for holistic health care. But he's taking resources, food out of your mouths, to send the military to Liberia for compassionate containment. What does that mean? What are these four goals? How is it defined by President Ebola Obama?
The ripple effects of local economies and communities to prevent a truly massive humanitarian disaster. Number three, to coordinate a broader global response. And number four, to urgently build up a public health system in these countries for the future. Not just in West Africa, but in countries that don't have a lot of resources generally.
We'll come back to that in just a moment. I came in a little late here.
Number one, to control the outbreak.
Okay, control the outbreak is number one. So, again, this is quarantine by any other name. Quarantine. Is this the setup for how they're going to play it in America when it doesn't get here, but they claim it gets here, right? We've got to set up the quarantine. Toward the latter part of this is the most interesting thing, though. Just control the outbreak. They got to deal with the ripple effect in the economy. They have to coordinate a global response, in case you didn't hear that. So they're going to try and lead the global community to participate in Liberia as well, when right now it's only, why the U.S. military? Why not the French military? Why not the German military? Why not the Japanese military? The Chinese military? Oh, I know why not the Chinese military. And we have to urgently build a public health system. Now, come back and listen to this again, because this is really intriguing.
Not just in West Africa, but in countries that don't have a lot of resources generally.
Not just in West Africa. Did you hear that, folks? He wants to build a public health system, not just there in Liberia, but wherever else around the world they don't have the resources yet. The American medical system is in shambles. Now, I am not here to argue that Barack Obama can fix it. He's done things to make it worse. Not any different than, I believe, a Republican president, other than, Ron Paul, if he had been elected. That's a whole different story. But he wants to set the stage for establishing public health systems around the world, not just in West Africa. He said it right there. So if you think this is about Liberia, if you think this is about Ebola, nonsense. This is a gift to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I wonder if he'll mention science.
It's not a mystery. We know the science. We know how to prevent it from spreading. We know how to care for those who contract it. We know that if we take the proper steps, we can save lives. But we have to act fast.
Fast.
We can't dawdle on this one. We have to move with force.
Force.
And make sure that we are catching this as best we can, given that it has already broken out in ways that we had not seen before.
That is such
it's not a mystery. We know the science.
We know the science. You don't know the science. If you did, you would have read the 1995 paper showing that this is a selenium deficiency. This is an incredible admission that they don't want you to think about it, don't ask permission, act fast, and do it with a lot of force. Because if you start thinking about it and listening to these words, you're going to go, whoa, 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 Obama, impeachment is overdue. And I haven't called for that because I think it would be a fiasco and a circus. They would use it just to put more Democrats in office. Not that it's a whole hell of a lot different than the establishment Republicans. Act fast. Don't think about it. Go in with force. Increase the military command because they're the best in logistics and engineering around the world. Nobody's better. No. The military is designed to what? Kill people and break things. You're using them to what? To engineer and for logistics? Seems like a waste of the U.S. military, man. How do you feel enlisting to defend the Constitution? And now you're out there establishing quarantines, getting practice to do the same here in America, most likely. You're going to set up an air bridge, Obama says, in Senegal, training sites, field hospitals, sending people in public health sector out to Africa. Why? You want to know why? This is all setting the stage for what? A gift for Big Pharma.
Meanwhile, our scientists continued their urgent research in the hope of finding new treatments and perhaps vaccines. And today I'm calling on Congress to approve the funding that we've requested so that we can carry on with all these critical efforts. In the hope of finding new treatments and perhaps vaccines.
You got that? This is a gift to Big Pharma. This is to open up new markets for Big Pharma, as well as establish a beachhead in Africa, a stronger one, in another country that's been decimated by disease, not because there's viruses there that are nowhere else on the planet, but because there is abject poverty, imposed poverty that has happened since the time of the colonialists. It's still that era. Ruthless dictators, people who would sell out their own people for how many shekels? And then allow the internationalists, the globalists, those that pose as Americans, for goodness, to come in and steal the resources from the land of the people who have been sickened even further by the vaccines that they don't need. By denying them the selenium that they do, the clean water that they do, the food, the silver hydrosol that they need. Not that, no, we need to form drugs and vaccines. How you feeling about Obama now? If you like him, you'll love this, especially if you're holding stock in Big Pharma or you're working for the World Health Organization. Hey, the state religion in America, could it be the same in Canada? We'll find out when it comes to oncology and children next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're not upset by this declaration of war on Ebola, which is really a war on selenium and clean water and the people of Africa, then you're drinking too much fluoridated water. You're on too many FDA-approved drugs, and you're probably not a regular listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking it down like nowhere else in broadcast media, thank you for being here and streaming out through the world on our network, GCN, of course, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com, and many others we'll get to. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Yes, as you can tell, I am awake. I got some rest, and I'm rocking and rolling and ready to go, Super Don. How you feeling, my friend?
Indeed you are. I am in awe of your commentary in the last segment there. That was rather impressive.
Yeah, we are taking no Ebola prisoners.
You won't hear
prisoners.
That anywhere else.
I no, that is
you will
true.
Not
that
hear
is...
that anywhere else on radio.
That is for Soyton. Soytonly. Knock, knock, knock. Now we've got to go into the state-sanctioned religion. We've talked about it here in violation of the First Amendment. We do have a religion in America. It's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not Shintoism. It's not Buddhism. It's not Islam. It is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. The question is, north of the border, you guys know who you are. Lots of fans up there in Canada. I'm not blaming you because it's just as bad here in America. The state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine. Horrible story up here. An Ottawa father has been denied a say in his 18-month-old son's leukemia treatment after he wanted to use hemp oil instead of chemotherapy. He's quoted to say that his the dad said, "My fear is that his body is not going to take well to chemotherapy, and he's only an 18-month-old little boy." The dad's 23 years old, and he told the Canadian Broadcasting Corp, CBC, on Monday. His body isn't even developed yet, so what happens if this chemo doesn't take well? That's what I was asking. That's why I was asking for the other ways first. What other ways? I mean, he sounds pretty reasonable. Do we have to jump right into chemo? Can't we try something else first? The man and his 20-year-old wife found out last week that their son had leukemia. The parents and their son can't be identified because it's privacy. But doctors at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario were quick to recommend chemo, but the boy's parents were reluctant. And they were eventually contacting the Children's Aid Society, which is like Child Protective Services here in America. after the parents refused consent to chemo. Why didn't they want to consent? Well, the boy's father learned something about something from his father, who lived next to a man named Rick Simpson, talking about hemp oil, cannabis oil.
We hear a lot about Rick Simpson, don't we?
Yeah. Hey, that guy's done a lot of good in getting this out there. And so, you know, if you look at that and reasonably you say, hey, there's an option here to try something natural. Is my son going to die in the next week, two, or 2 months even? No. Why not give him an option? Because what if it works? What if it works? Then how many people will leave the church? We are dealing with the Spanish Medical Inquisition in Canada, as it is in America. The Inquisition is convert or die, or go ahead and convert and we'll kill you anyway because we're going to give you what we believe is the best sacrament. And that is chemotherapy in this case. When the plant that God created, cannabis, could be used to reverse this. At the very least, minimize the need for something like chemo or radiation. But it can't be done. The dad said this is a violation of not just my son's rights, it's on every other parent's rights in the country. A parent has the right, and he has had the right as a parent to want a second opinion. That's only the most educated thing to do. How are they given this chemo? The boy's mother eventually authorized the chemo, probably out of fear. Threat, duress, and coercion. Lawyers, you understand that. When the government threatens to take your child away from you unless you do this and you consent to it, that is not a lawful consent. That is consent under threat, duress, and coercion. What do you Canadians think of this? You can call us toll-free, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The boy's father said he plans to keep fighting for the right to seek other treatments. Why, oh why, do we have to ask permission of government? Are we a bunch of little girly men in Canada, here in America? We've got more stories like this that we've covered, and we're going to be covering an update on Isaiah Ryder. That story coming up next. Stunning things, but also shocking things happening in that case. We live, my friends, in a police state, a medical police state. You understand that your contributions are going to your enslavement, to your capture, to your imprisonment. And if you don't believe me, just wait till we give you the Isaiah Ryder update. Super Don, I'm getting more disgusted by the segment, by what's going on. Between Obama declaring war and sending troops into Liberia for Big Pharma, and here in, well, the North American continent, U.S. and America, particularly. I don't know what's going on in Mexico. You can report on that. Sherazad, call me. Is this happening in Mexico? Do you know? Anyway, we've got lots more healing to do. You can call us, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up. Say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. They deserve your support, and I am grateful for them and for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
Stressful, kind of depressing, but now that I'm back with my family, I feel a lot better now.
A teen battling a chronic disease and caught in a custody battle between his mother and the state of Illinois is back with his family tonight.
Great news. Isaiah Ryder is home, but that's not the end of the story. The story continues. We're going to continue with that right now. If you'd like to call in and chime in on any of the subjects we've brought up, from Obama establishing health care centers all around the world, not just in Liberia, with your money, you can do so. Also, the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine. You feeling good about that? Did you sign up for that? Or does it violate the First Amendment of the Constitution? Do you agree with me on that? Or in Canada, you don't have a First Amendment. Perhaps you do have a state-sanctioned religion, and it's okay that it's Big Pharma. I don't know. If you're in Canada, call me now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Isaiah Ryder. Remember when we talked with, what was Isaiah's mother's name? We had
Michelle.
Her on. Michelle Ryder.
Michelle
right.
Ryder, yeah.
A couple of months ago when this was starting to happen. We'll have to reach out to her again because, like I said, what's happening to her is horrific. It shouldn't happen, in my mind, to any parent who's simply seeking the best for their child. And they claim medical abuse. Why? For asking a second opinion? I don't know. We'll get to that. But there's some audio of this story if you want to give it a go. They get the happy news here. At least he's home. That's
good. You know, something I wanted to throw out there. Yesterday when we were talking with Dr. Batar,
mm-hmm.
I might be mistaken here, but did we not have somebody write in or call in asking about a neurofibromatosis?
Yeah, Bob was calling from Connecticut.
Okay, that's exactly what Isaiah has, and that's what he's suffering from. Okay.
Yeah, very interesting here. And, of course, he goes into the hospital. It's not like his mom was trying to deny him what she considered appropriate care by seeking out medical attention. So, you know, what's the big problem here? You know, he's home, he's excited now, and, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, what happens? Let's go back into the story here, and just for those of you who haven't heard about Isaiah Ryder, what he's been going through, why this happened, or how this happened.
Isaiah has neurofibromatosis, a painful condition that causes tumors to grow in the nerve endings. After a leg amputation and years of trying to find treatment, his mother took him to the experts at Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago for surgery. It was successful, she says, but Isaiah developed complications, and the hospital could not control his pain.
Can you imagine taking your kid to the hospital and he has to have an amputation? And, you know, they called it a success. But it wasn't like he had cancer. I mean, they say that those things are growing on the nerves. But that's modern medicine. It's butchery. And some would argue, well, they didn't know any better. Well, right, I know. That's the problem in a monopoly. You'll never know better unless they want you to know better. And even if they do, they won't know better because they've been stuck in a monopoly where innovation is gone, does not exist. And so this young, healthy, vital kid, okay, I know, healthy, I'm exaggerating a little bit. He had this neurofibromatosis. But really to resort to amputation and then having the neurological pain that was so severe, the mom sees it. What is she going to do? You see your kid in abject terror and pain post-surgery. And what are you going to do? You're not going to sit quietly by, are you?
Michelle says she asked for Isaiah to be transferred to another hospital, and that's when the trouble began.
They lied, said a lot of hurtful things about my mom.
Instead of transferring her son, doctors petitioned for the state to take custody, claiming medical abuse.
Never. She was always trying to help me since I was 6 years old, since it started happening.
I'll try this analogy again. I think I said this a while back. What if you went to AMCO for a transmission, you know, servicing? And you saw that, you know, the mechanic was not doing a job to your satisfaction. You were suspicious. Something was going on. Excuse me, I want to take this over to Midas across the street, get another opinion. And instead of them giving you your car back, they call the government in some form, the state police or the automobile police, and
they impound it.
Yeah, they impound your car and say, "You, this is automobile abuse. How dare you question this?" I mean, seriously, I mean, am I exaggerating here? For effect, I don't think so. How absurd is this when a for-profit institution, and even if it were a non-profit hospital, I'd say the same thing because the profit's going out in the payment to salaries of all the people that work there, including the higher-ups that make six figures and more often. The hospital says, whoa, 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 she wants to take this patient, this pot of gold for us. We can't bill anymore. Out of our hospital, let's call up our buddies at Child Protective Services. We're in good with them because we're doctors. We're the priestcraft in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They'll believe us over parents. And we'll get the state to take possession of this child so that we can maintain a stranglehold on the child's treatment and keep billing. Ultimately, perhaps the state, the people of Illinois, will cover this as the people of Connecticut had to cover in Justina Pelletier's case. And so they've gone after this woman, says she was not neglectful, but abusive. Medical abuse for simply asking, can I get another opinion? Can we get him transferred out to try and take a look at this? Now, interesting, this Isaiah is a young, bright kid. He looks rather healthy upon superficial look through the video we've seen of him. Very excited, a young guy, all the youthful, you know, outlook to the world. And, you know, you wonder what he thinks of doctors at this point.
Although Isaiah says he's lost trust in some doctors.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to go into medicine.
To help children and vets learn how to use their prosthetic legs, something he has been practicing since he left the hospital.
I want to say, Isaiah, no, don't go into it. They've just tortured you. They've accused your mother of medical abuse.
Right.
Unless, I mean, I know you got, you're young and an idealist, despite the fact you don't trust the doctors, and no duh in that, you shouldn't. But if you think you can go in and, well, I get, you want to help people use prosthetics, you don't even have to be a doctor to do that. In fact, you can manufacture and create and patent your own. And you can teach doctors, because who is it that teaches the surgeons new surgical techniques?
Right.
Reps from Johnson & Johnson who are bringing out the new stuff to put in the surgical room. So you don't have to be a doctor to teach doctors, believe me. Happens a lot. So he lost trust, but he wants to be a doctor. That's interesting. He doesn't have an uncle to tell him, no, don't do it. Go into something else.
Good for him, though.
Become a naturopath, right? Become a chiropractor. We got too many MDities. We don't need any more of the degreed medical professionals at this point. We need people with common sense. Few and far between, especially in that profession, which is so dangerous and deadly. Now, if you think this, again, the story is over. It's not. You know, you heard. Isaiah is out. He's home, but he's not in the custody of his mother. His grandparents have evidently temporary custody. What's going to happen with his mom, though?
Although Isaiah says he's lost trust in some doctors.
Oh, we heard that one already. But that's good to hear again.
While Isaiah gets to stay in Kansas City, his mother heads back to Chicago. Her trial starts Friday for medical abuse charges.
Although Isaiah is back in Kansas City, he is still a ward of the state of Illinois. He's in the custody of his grandparents until the conclusion of his mother's medical abuse trial.
Jeez, man. You know, it's a hazard to be a parent in this society, where parents subjugate themselves to government when they ask for a license or permission to marry. I come back to that. Just as doctors have a license or permission to practice medicine from the state sanctions it, endorses it sometimes, and they'll leave you alone as long as you play ball with them on their field in their religious pews that are found in the waiting rooms of hospitals. But if you start going to the next church across the road that's from a different denomination, even within that medical monopoly, somebody's coming after you, because they will eat their own in that profession. As evidenced by the disgust that I have, I don't know if you have, for them claiming medical abuse, and they're still going after her after all of this, even this, her son, saying they lied about my mom. What parent wouldn't have asked for another opinion, seeing their son in abject pain after the surgery? I ask you, am I out of line here, siding so strongly with parental rights with these both of these stories from Canada and from America? And juxtapose that with the might of the American military. For all of my neocon listeners, the two or three that might be out there, how do you feel about Obama sending the military into Liberia to establish health centers? Not just in Liberia, but wherever around the world they need them. Where do they need them? Where we deem them to be necessary. Do they need them? No. They need to kick us the hell out of their countries. By us, I mean the European colonialists, the American colonialists, all of us. I've been to West Africa, and I've said the same thing to them that I'm saying to you here around the world, that you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kick the white man out. Yeah, I know that's reverse racism, right? But I mean it in a metaphorical way. The medicine of the white man. The allopathic medicine that has devolved from the beauty of Germany and Samuel Hahnemann and homeopathy. Well, it didn't devolve, but what Hahnemann did was brilliant within that. That's why I don't mean everybody, but those who ascribe to the allopathic Medical Church. They go in there and they convert the natives. Just like those that go in there to do it in the name of their church or their religion. I got a problem with that too. When you do it by force or fraud or by the gun. You want to lead by example and people want to join you? Fine. But don't force it on them. And discard the medicine, the beauty, the majesty, the intelligence, the wisdom of their ancestry. Their ancestry that brought the medicines throughout time immemorial from the plants, from the foods, from the grasses, from the weeds, from the seed, wherever it was originating. And it wasn't synthetic. It wasn't patented. It wasn't monopoly medicine. America the Beautiful has long since gone by the wayside. I hesitate to say America the Mercurial because it's filled with mercury and its people are filled with mercury. I speak here as one who was as well and maybe still contaminated because there's no complete escape anymore. But do we have to act with the same level of insanity as those in our government, whether they be on the Republican or Democratic side, when it comes to this medical church? Who sides with the parents? Who sides with the natural world? Who sides with nature and nature's God? Because it ain't Barack Obama. It wasn't George Bush before him. You got something to say? Talk to my chin. Because we got a story about chin power after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Let's get happy. Come on, come on. Get happy. Sing it. Rap it. You know, rappers can create a lot of energy. They could solve the energy crisis. Who are the rappers that could really rap fast?
Oh, God, I don't know.
How about this guy? Let's try this guy.
And number four, to urgently build up a public health system in these countries for the future.
Really?
Not just in West Africa, but in
countries that don't have
a lot of resources. Generally,
that'd be anywhere. Obama wants to place health clinics around the world. No, I didn't call Obama a rapper. I guess I could speed it up and do that. They could put that in a rap song suddenly and like realize what the hell is going on here. The United States of corporate, not just America, but corporate planet Earth. The artificial creations of the state run this world, and they run Obama as they ran Bush before it. Like I said, you're a fan of Obama? Sorry. If you're a fan of Bush, I'm doubly sorry. Not going to get any quarter here. He just said it. You just heard it. Where do we go? How do we solve the energy crisis? We call Liam Sheff. He's not here tonight, but it's an interesting story that could resolve this thing once and for all. Oil is running out. Go into talk radio and strap something onto your chin, because that is how we're going to get this energy going. Get this party started. Chin-powered chin energy. Chin, chimini, chim, chinny, chim, chin, three.
Yeah, chin no joke.
It's now possible, say scientists.
Well.
Yeah, the hearing aid battery went out. Don't worry about it. Just strap this on. Start talking. Or pop a chewing gum stick in your mouth and chew. And all you're going to do is generate kilowatts of power? No. Microwatts? Milliwatts?
People right now are going, Robert Scott Bell, have you lost your mind over the break?
Yeah, no.
But actually, this isn't Time Magazine.
Time Magazine, CIA rag, yeah.
Scientists actually went into a lab and mm-hmm. have figured out a prototype of this strap that you put under your chin.
Right.
And if you're moving your jaw, but now whether you're chewing or talking or something like that, you can mm-hmm. actually put out 18 microwatts of electricity. Now,
right.
Microwatt, I don't know what you can do with a microwatt. I don't think it's very much. It's not like from Back to the Future. It's not 1.2 gigawatts.
apparently,
they're looking at this as being some kind of technology in the future that you can use a chin strap and you can power things, you know, like your hearing aid or something like that, I guess.
Well, I think we should tie it into Obamacare, right? Because, you know, everybody's saying they need to cover birth control because they cover Viagra. So if they're going to cover Viagra for you men, they're going to have to hook up one of these chin devices to, you know what, your Johnson.
And when you use it, you're going to produce energy for everybody else for the privilege of getting a prescription drug like that through Obamacare.
Power your electronic Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was like, just go hog wild with the stuff. Have as much you-know-what as you want. Liam approves. And you will produce enough energy to what? Run your watch battery for an hour. I don't know if this is really the solution, Super Don, but it is an interesting question. And I don't know.
I hadn't actually gone there with that, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, they could put it on NFL players anytime they feel like they're going, this is not even a joke, but they want to beat their wife or their kid. This is what's happening at the NFL. These people are on so many steroids, they cannot contain the violence. Right. Put the chin strap on them. I wonder if they ask if it's comfortable. And he says that it depends on your definition of the word comfort. It always depends on the definition, right? Define your terms. Define your terms. Our terms here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, health, freedom, healing, liberty. We want you to be as free as possible to choose the kind of life you want to lead, as long as you don't violate the rights of others to live their kind of life. Mm-hmm. And that includes rejecting the drugs that are not the cure for Ebola, coming from the U.S. military. And I feel bad for our U.S. military men and women who are going to be sent over to Liberia, not because they're being sent over into a dangerous area, but because if they really signed up to defend, protect the Constitution as they take their oath, how is this doing that? As you heard Obama make his argument, well, we can't have economic collapse in Liberia or in West Africa because that could be a danger to you. No, what it is an excuse to establish colonies there for the oil corporations, for the gold diggers, for the diamond miners, all of the natural precious resources on planet Earth into areas where the people have been subjugated for perhaps thousands of years by colonialists of all colors, including brown. Doesn't matter. Really isn't a color issue. All right, friends, we got another hour of healing. We've got Dr. Marty Gallagher coming up from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala that Jonathan Emord hosted. He got an award. We got him here for an interview. Also, mercury level, not looking good on planet Earth for humans and animals. Peace one day. Is it really about peace, or is it something else? Sally Alcordi will join us and talk about that, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.